Welcome back. 539, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter. Hello, Valerie.
Hey, Andy.
Colorado okays four gun bills. That's the headline. And this was all done by Democrats. No Republican support for the bills?
Right. Democrats control both houses of the legislature. This was a vote in the House. It's the first vote by either chamber. All these bills originated in the House, and yeah, they all kind of sailed through. I mean, there were a few Democrats here and there that peeled off, you know, Democrats like from swing districts or rural districts, but they had the leeway to, in order to let them do that, because they had enough votes, they knew, and then some, to pass these bills.
Yeah, and the makeup of the Colorado House, as you said, majority Democrat, and it's by a pretty wide margin, right?
Yeah, it's 36 to 29, so yeah. They've got seven seats they can play with.
Yeah. What do these bills do, and why are there four of them?
Well, they actually, about 2 weeks ago, unveiled, you know, amid much to-do, a package of eight bills that they want to basically send to the legislature this year. And these were the first four. The biggies were the ones to reduce the number of rounds per ammunition magazine to 15, to limit it to 15, and then the universal background checks. Then there's another one that requires people who undergo background checks to pay for those background checks. And then there's a bill to ban concealed carry on campus. We had had a Colorado Supreme Court decision about a year ago ruling that the people who have a concealed carry permit should be allowed to carry their guns on public school campuses, because they are, you know, public squares owned by, you know, the government, basically. So it's concealed carry on campus has been officially legal in Colorado for, you know, about the last year. This is a bill to reverse that.
Okay. And now, there was some outside pressure from the White House, and in particular Joe Biden.
Yes, on Friday it was kind of interesting. They had this marathon debate. It went on for, you know, well into the evening, and at one point Joe Biden started calling up some of the Democratic legislators, I think from some swing districts, encouraging them to support the package, which was kind of interesting because he was in Aspen at the time, so he actually was in Colorado. Apparently he was on a ski vacation. So he was in the state, and I'm thinking that, I don't know, maybe he saw the paper and decided to give him a call. But the Republicans weren't real happy about it, but his lobbying really didn't change anything. I mean, everyone knew these bills were going to pass anyway. It wasn't like he was providing that extra oomph or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I see where a couple of ammunition companies say they're going to pack up and leave the state now.
Yeah, Magpul and Alfred Manufacturing, two companies that manufacture either magazines or parts for magazines, have basically said that if they're not allowed to basically sell their products, which are ammunition magazines over 15 rounds, they're going to leave the state. Now, Democrats tried to head this off by approving an amendment to the bill, which says that, you know, that gives an exemption for manufacturers. In other words, if you're manufacturing magazine rounds over 15, that's okay. You can still do that. That's not going to be against the law. They understand that that law enforcement and the military are big buyers of these magazines, and they're okay with that. But the response from Republicans on that has been, you know, look, if they're too dangerous for people to carry, then, you know, why are we, you know, what, you're being hypocritical when you say it's okay to manufacture them. I mean, what you're saying is basically, you know, it's they're too dangerous to carry in Colorado, but people in Wyoming and Utah and every place around that's fine with them. So both of these companies have kind of said, you know, even though you've given us this exemption, we're still not comfortable with this. And if it becomes law, they're talking about, you know, they can go an hour and a half away and be in Wyoming and have a more, I guess, friendly business climate.
Yeah. Are they big employers?
Yeah. I think between the two of them, they were saying we're talking about 700 employees between the two of them.
Wow.
I think that Magpul, they said, brings in $46 million every year into the state in terms of revenue. I mean, these are not, you know, small-time, you know, gun shops. I mean, these are big manufacturers, so that would definitely hurt.
Yeah. Earlier you mentioned the fact that the concealed carry at colleges, at schools, was of great concern to some. And I noticed one of your other postings about Joe Salazar, a member of the Colorado House. I want to play, for those who haven't heard it, I want to play what he had to say, and it got him in a little bit of hot water.
There are some gender inequities on college campuses. This is true. And universities have been faced with that situation for a long time. That's why we have call boxes. That's why we have safe zones. That's why we have the whistles. because you just don't know who you're going to be shooting at. And you don't know if you feel like you're going to be raped, or if you feel like someone's been following you around, or if you feel like you're in trouble, and when you may actually not be, that you pop out that gun and you pop around at somebody.
Wow, that's a Democrat actually jamming his foot in his mouth.
Yes, it is. He has definitely gotten some heat on this, and the heat continued today. Several Republican women issued a statement today basically blasting him, saying that, you know, his comments were inappropriate, and they want to see the House Speaker and the Governor condemn his remarks. He has apologized for these remarks. He did it last night in a statement to one of the local TV stations, but they want to see the Democratic Party in general say something about this, and so far really nobody has said anything. It's been pretty quiet on that front.
Yeah, okay, so he issues an apology. I hope that it's not accepted, because that normally happens with Republicans. they make...
One of the lawmakers who issued the statement today, Carol Murray, who's a Republican, said, you know, at one point in the apology he says, you know, if I offended anybody, I'm sorry. And she says, you know, that just doesn't sound like an apology to me. You know, if you offended somebody, you know, so...
Yeah.
You gave him a little flack on that, and he's definitely in hot water, and the temperature is only increasing.
Good. I want to follow that story. Every once in a while, it's just good to see the other side, you know, have to stew in that. All right, Valerie, listen, thanks for the update on the story. Appreciate it very much. You have a good night.
Thanks a lot. You too.
All right. Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter. If you get the chance, check out the story, Colorado OKs for gun bills. Is it the wave that will come across America? Who knows? I do like the idea of these two ammo companies saying, okay, enough's enough. You're going to do this, then we'll move on. I hope they do. 5:46, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.